Christ now discussing the two truths in Vaishnava, Simon Sarikeya. I want to go back to the thesis in Subhita Kwamagam place, in the places between Rashi and Vaishnava. In the moment, there is the conduct of the Huni Brahmani, so chorus is parted from the Slum, like Mrs. Benson. There is Mahlaki Rabbi and Rabbi, how about Yishu Shaman? So Abai says, according to the Huni Brahmani, Yishu Shaman has the same status as chorus. And Rabbi says, no. So, Mahi
what does Rabbi say, Rabbi?
That only chorus is, has the same deal with Abhi Kamadarabhame as Mrs. Benz, but not Nisibri Shamayim. Nisibri Shamayim does not have the deal of Kamadarabhame, only chorus, not Nisibri Shamayim. There's a difference between the English of chorus and the English of Benz. So, the Gemara says that one of the things, Mayi can be Mahadal Abaye and chorus. Yeah.
So
chorus is more humble.
So for what would be under the gather of Misabite Shamayim?
Well, Zah Shorochel Tomo is Misabite Shamayim. If Zah does the Avedi in the Migdos, it's Misabite Shamayim. If you eat Chelet, that's Chorus.
So why is Chorus more humble?
Because Chorus, then there's a Machlekes in common between Rashi and Tesfes, what's the difference between Chorus and Misabite Shamayim. So, Rashi says chorus means that Zari Nechosi, the children also are punished, and Yishamayim only he. And Tesis mentions in Yerushalmi that chorus means he dies before he's 50, and Yishamayim before he's 60. Whatever, I mean. So there is a machlekes between Ode and Abaye, whether according to the Huni Ben Hakoneh, does is Misabri Shamayim part of the Shul. So the Gemara says, Mai Ike Ben Odel Abaye, Ike Ben Naye Zor Shofel Tom. So that's Misabri Shamayim, La Abaye Potter, Lo Odechai, La Abaye Potter, Lo Omachai Frisde, Media Rebbe Huni Ben Hakoneh. Vigeni Chalvi Shofadei Reib, Vil Ochrei Shevuchai, שפון חייב נייבה קיידם שבול דיס אחר האו מדינה דאג די קאנג מיש חייב נאפשל האב דאכל נאנו זיין מיי קומט דאב נייט צו שטובי באסאך סו איף דה חיל קומט אין טייקס פאר פרסט אקספייס אנד דן דה חיל ווי זיי דער איז נו קומט דאב סו חנאמט די נדאג די when the Zah Miyamri in the Tumor, so it's funny, it's hard in that till the other Zohar. Och in my Shinon, again, she took a three Chavir and Sech Pina. In other words, we didn't make an halfway. Somebody else, another person, pushed it into his mouth. Save, kid in the law, say, can you? He threw it. So, he made a king, and it's hard in that say, we have it, have it more. So the Gemara says, again, she talk about the service of me. When another person pushed it into the service, so he didn't do anything. So then the Gemara says, here, in much lot the way, in other words, another person pushed it into his mouth, into the service, and the Tzar was able to spear it out, to push it out. So the question is, isn't that us? Why doesn't he do it? And if he doesn't do it, some really means that he is responsible. So the melee, he came immediately. The moment the other person pushes through his mouth and he is in a position to spear it out and he doesn't, that's the Kilian. Some melee, and then when is the Chayat Mishu Shamayim, when he swallows it. So again, it's not Yidri. And if he cannot, now he pushed it so hard in the Vishakriya that the Zah couldn't possibly push it out, so Amai Chayat. So Rashi says, Vigilim must like Bhava my highest, Hamai Hayev Misha, honestly. So he's an oath. So the Gemara says, Lo Shricha di Motzla Adulay Al Yatchak. In other words, he can push it out. But if he pushes it out, what is it now Yatchak? Al Yatchak, Di Nama Adre, Mi Misha, will be very most, the Chazi with violence. So what's the purpose? Insofar as logic is concerned, what's the purpose of throwing it out? Of course, it makes a big difference in regard to the chiyuv of Shamayim, but in regard to the chiyuv of Mazik, it's already destroyed for all practical purposes. Who will buy it and who will use it, who will read it? In other words, some Mele is a Mazik. And Dinam Adre Mimshe, Lechazi Levali, Hilkach, Nigzoli Bozoi, Amaikum Chayvesle, Vitashlumin, Anu Asgrene, Umeo, Hayish Haite, Chiyu Mimshe. So, when is it? When Shrid Mechuyev? When he swallows it, so then he becomes Mechuyev Mimshe Mishamah. Now,
Rebbe, I don't understand exactly why isn't it zela when it's mimasa lochazi levayim? Why does that make it that it's not zela?
Suppose somebody will gather a chayfetz and then will break it into little pieces. So, can he return it? It's already, it's lost.
But doesn't he have to pay him money for it?
Of course he'll have to pay money. Of course he'll have to.
So in this case also, why over here he says it's not even considered zela as if he doesn't have to pay him at all?
One second. Let's see two cases. So, Idi Mochala Adwe, never. Yechilo in Hedea, Chayet, the Nise Luitatale, Hilo Yashir. Adi Bola Lechayim. Then, Vidi Roi Mochla Adu Ramai Chayim, Pira Bekuntres Ramai Chayim, Nis, Bekosha Lari, Dilei Ke Kishigei, Shem Tseini Mini Yachol Lichri. The Ashtem Ale Chayim, Nis, is not an oath. Apo Gavda Mochla Adu Re, Umom Namelim Lechayim, Kidin Gul Mochla Adu Re, Elo, Amras Grene, Umeo, Vahishaite, Common, the Abne. In some other words, Rashi applies it to a case where it's pushed by the other party into the base of Gwili of the Tzar, Valkoch. So Tesis asks, why couldn't the more apply it to a case when the Tzar lets the other person push it? So then, he's not an oath.
Why is he definitely chayav misa? He didn't do any misa avera. He's just sitting there. And the other person is sitting there.
No.
Even if it's birtzono, what misa is he doing?
Suppose somebody will tell another person, on Pesach, you push chametz into my misa. Of course, we'll be chayav. What's the misa? The misa is akhile. There's the misa akhile.
The misa is the akhile.
Yeah, even though he doesn't do anything. In the same way as the Baal and the Nivela Sachai. She doesn't do a thing. The Teresis, that Hanoi of the Bia is the Maise. So the Hanoi Sachile is the Maise. And if it's not Tzene, so it's Chayv Kores, it's Chayv Mishri Shamayim.
But that Maise would even be considered as if it happened while it's in his mouth. And he's not even touching it at all.
That's right.
Still considered the Maise.
So he says,
but he has no control over this Maise. He can't stop it.
Oh, he can stop it. But he can stop it in the final stage. But at the beginning, if he's attaining Maniach Leritchev, so he could stop it. So that's another shayla. In Machlekes Rishen in Sanhedrin, the Mir mentions two cities. So now, there is a halacha that of Yahweh, by three others, But suppose Obaba Luinarat, so he's alone, he's taught Obaba. So the Rambam says, כאילו זה סייעתי על אוכת הלד. כל מי שנאמר ביבר ועל יורי, בנער הגלוי עובר, זה מצחי בנאפי. וכל מי שנאמר בוי, יורי ועל יבר, בנער הגלוי עובר, זה קידיש השם. ואם הוי הוא בסור בישראל, הרי זה קידיש את השם ברבי, כגניל, חנניה, מישור, בזריה, ורב עקילה וחבר. ואילו הם נחרו למלכוס, שמלו המלוס, פעולי נאמר, כולך עד מוכליים נחשב מפסידים. מעלי, מעלי נאמר איסקו יחסיד הקרס אפריסי על איזרח. וכל מי שנאמר בו, יאור יגבל יעבר ואובה בו נערד, הרי זה מחל לס השם. אם הוא יבשור מישראל, הרי זה חיל לס השם ברבי. הוא ביטל מתסס שיקיל לס השם. ואובה רמוס אסלוי ססה שיחיל לס השם. ואף על כך, מפני שאובה בעינס, אין מלכי נעשי, ואין צורך לימה שמימיס נעשי וזדים, אפילו הורג בינס, שאין מלכי נעשים אל לעבר בצדיק, ובאין מובעשוי, שנמה בנעשי נזר אל המלך, ונסעתי אני אספור הידיש ההוא, ובאשמו אלום בהוא ולונוס, ולשאי כל מידה, ומה אם אני אספחות שילחמו המנהק, הוי ודאי סובינס, in high pores in so long as it is in kalvachim no show me to some of the deal but I is when we have an arrow is has it done avo in yoche and mali napsi in freyach and tachas yak and alech choshe ve in the ise hine you to kill it so on to you you need to call it have it so on to me you need to call it me ילד שמטריג לתחתים לשגר. זה מה דבר איזה? איך אמרם זה לא אינדיגיוס? It could be explained in two ways. And there is the מחלקס how to explain the Rambam, the situation that the Rambam discussed. He says, when is he anonymous, even though he's מוכיח to me, he's a nefesh, if he had no other alternative. But if he has no other alternative, he could go into Boris, like the Grilly Svalat. So in 1492, they were told by Isabella that either they leave Spain or they'll be killed. So many of them did not leave Spain, and they stayed there. So, why? Because they didn't want to go in Wallace. Where? In the old Wallace. Some went to Portugal, some went to Turkey, some went to Argisoil. It wasn't a simple thing. So, if there is a Machlekes, the Shem, the Maranus, who at first so did not go into Wallace. And then they were sad. But then it was already too late. Then it was too late. Then they had to be killed. Are they kosher ladies or they're not kosher ladies? Are they not kosher ladies? So the merely mentions, the divorce mentions, a machlekes rishini about that. So what's the machlekes? Machlekes is, suppose at the beginning, Lamatanon, she had an alternative. But at the time of the Maisa Avere, you had no other alternative except to let yourself be killed. Do we say, sins at the time of my Zavira. He was ready to do everything, except let himself be killed. So in Mele, he's not an honest. Sins he was able to prevent it, so in Mele, he has it in honest. So apparently, that's following that my place. If, let's say, they might be a good thing. Teisa says, Akashi against Rashi, why doesn't the Gemara apply it to the case where Pishkei Shemetzene Maniach Levitri? So Teisa says, the Racha told you, Hamai, so because of the Lake of Gemara Shemetzene Maniach Levitri, the Hashtag Bada Chayav Nisi, Afodavu Numotsuratu. So he certainly Chayimis. So what's Rashi Shite? But Avodav Lumos Vadume. But why does Rashi say that it couldn't be Chayimis? The answer is the machlekes between Jesus and Rashi is the machlekes in the two Shites. According to the Rambam, if at the beginning he had another alternative to go in Wallace, and he didn't, even though at the time of the Avera he had no other alternative, he not considered honest. That's the difference between Pipach Nefesh and honest. Pipach Nefesh is there. So then, the Mokhi Mitzvah, you are allowed to be machnish yourself into the tree of Pipach Nefesh. Mashein Ken Ednes is not there. In a step talk, so when is it considered honest? Even if he didn't honest. Only when he had no other alternative. But if he had another alternative, but he didn't do it at first, and now he can't, he doesn't have that alternative. So according to Teisves, he's considered like the Rambam, he's considered an easy bone. And according to Rashi, it's like the other shitty, that the millions and other mentions. Since at the time of my Shabbira, he had no alternative, so the Mele is considered honest. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Teisa. In other words, Teisa shitty is like most Hashem, like the Rambam. And Rashi shitty is like the Mele Hashem, who say that since at the time of my Shabbira, he has no other alternative, so he's still considered an honest. So anyway, the kosher of the lake against him not saying it, maniach with the tree. The hashtag on the chai of this, half of that is what you are doing. The moment I'm not in the chai, keeping the what you are doing, the hell I'm not as green. The mayor, the hish haiti, come with the rabbi, the mirror, the read of it. The thing of an army, when you're saying is money, I will leave. How can you push it? Am I higher money? Not am I higher missing. But am I higher money? Barei, Huli goes away. He didn't ask. Barnosi in high. The after that, the unknown. When do we say that Hamas Mayo, when he does it, when he does it by himself, but when somebody does it for him, so then he's not hired, even when I must kneel. No, I mean, and I must bring in another. No, he's this. But I'm so, you nearly look up, am I hired one by the rule goes up? But I know she will be hired, the Alpha goddamn name. Goes over when he's here, Shabbat. Ubaha. They are both Gazori. Some Mele, here too, the first one who takes the tomb of the Kehen and pushes it into his bosom. He is a Gazori. And the one who swallows it should also be considered a Gazori.
What's the kasha from the Gemara Baba
Kama? Baba Kama says, Hagezel. Chaveri, Hagezel, Now,
when the second guy comes, does he do hakva?
How else?
So what's the kasha? That's the reason he's over neighbor because he was kona through.
Okay, that's what Tisa said. So after that, then he will come. Go to the Shai Shabbai. Because then he's Balaam and he takes the food and eats it out. So he's also done.
But the Hagva is the picking up of the food?
That's right.
Or does he just eat it with his mouth without picking up with his hands?
Yes, I mean, so then we'll have to involve again and a third person. But the Gemara doesn't talk of such
things. No, he just bends his head.
So he has to put it in the mouth, that's that boy. From the floor, from the table into his mouth, that's that boy.
No, if he picks it up with his mouth. It's on the table and he eats it with his mouth.
That boy has to be that.
Also, that is a hot ball. How did the Tosfos Rebbe understand, what was the half meaning of Tosfos Rebbe in this Gemara? He didn't know the Gemara was talking about a case of Yad, the person picked it up with his hand. What was Tosfos Kasha from this Gemara?
All right, that's what they just explained. So, I am absolutely happy. I said it many times. You know, when Tisa says the Kasha, or even when the Gemara says the Kasha, and then the Gemara gives the Teretz, and another Amir gives the Teretz. So, if another Amir gives the Teretz, then it's different. And then the Gemara gives the Teretz. So, it doesn't mean that he didn't know the Teretz when he has the Kasha. But it's like Manish Samalalasi. We ask and then we give the Teretz. So at the time we ask, we know the Teretz. This is the didactic method, you know, how to explain something. She's an enemy for all with me up. She'll be mocking the reaction I do it. Ainloy la lashenico. Some other words, the real is chilikan lash. According to Rashi, the Morris reference the case where the other person pushes it into the disappear of the Tsar Valkoche. According to the case, there's the Morris reference to the case where the other person pushes the truma into the disappear of the Tsar. Let's say, there is one before the Shita's Rash, who Pitalei Lashas. So then the question is, why doesn't the Gemara say Figei Shemran Niachle Litritle Upsitele Lashas the Eirek Shetechev Lein Balkol Tich Shetechev Lein Yeretzene Niyad Kishe Meisim Bufi Velo Yadre Kono Niyad Lishai Vons Vein Vein Kechot. Because if it's Midaite, so the moment the other person puts it into the mouth of the Tsar, so he makes it King and Zele. What King and Zele? Yad Mamesh. Yad doesn't mean that then. The mouth is also Yad. So, the Shetich of the Tzemim, Yad is in his repeat, Lo Yadre, Konam Yad, Lishchai Vons, so is it Gazel. Then going to Echot, the Mishtomen in Echot the Feed, but I can't take away this way to push. The Indian Tzolema, Shehu, the Reish HaKush, the Tzolose Yvad Mavi Sabriye, the Kolmok in Kenei is in the Feed with Shai Vilonsen, Abba Gabi Chomate, that we discussed last time. So the question is, what applies to this Israel? Why is this Israel? I mean, it makes very good sense what the Ritzvah says. In other words, that if it's favorable in the same way, so the moment the other person puts it into the mouth of the Tsar, so there's a king yard, so it becomes a dazzle, it becomes a machuyah. And then, when does he become a Chuyuv Misa? 2 minutes later. So, it's not good. So why, what is this responsibility? Now we have to see a Rashi in the Mitzvah. Few dominant things. They are not mishlofis mishum avichin bangalai. Ktano eimu chotze aveim la'avaris. Rabbi Yechanan mishum, Rabbi Yana yomor, yesh lo chotze aveish la'avaris. In my community, in other words, that Chotzer in Mitzad Yad, Keich and Yisro Yad, just as Iktano has Yad, that we see from Yad, so Yisro Chotzer. Listen, Umar Sovar, and the Shlokish holds that Chotzer in Mitzad Yad is from Yad. So then the Gemara has, Bechayichet Shlichas Lesley, if Tano does not have a Shliach, he's not in Mazdaas, Chotzer nonetheless, then the Gemara is Hikashe, Niike, Mandom HaChotzer Mishum Shlichas Yisrael, Atani Yodi, Ein Vielo, Yodi, Gagi Chatzir, Yadif Yitokai, Tamurima Rimotzi Timotzi Mithoma. These are the vital. Chotzer Mishlich HaShis Raboyeh. In Kehle Tz Mishlich HaRachet. So how can the Malach Chotzer become the Chuyev as a Gamer? So Rashi says, In Motzi Timotzi Miyode, Dage Chatzire Yatipe Minayit, Shein Nich Mishoshone, Yitachit Espel Yitzu Yitzu Chotzer, Vinoal Bifoneo Rigenbo, Shehuchai. So many ask him, it's Rashi. Why does Rashi say the Noah B'Fanel? Even without Noah B'Fanel, he looks through the window, he stands in the Chotzer, and he says something that drops from another person into the Chotzer, and he enjoys it. So he becomes a Gamer. So the charity is, you cannot become a gamut or a gazlan unless you do it nicely. Just because mentally you enjoy it, it's in your yard. So you don't become a gazlan. There has to be nice. So that's why Rashi says, the Noah B'Fanel. There is a nice. Even though Noah B'Fanel is a king Hazoke is effective. Is effective by Karki, not going to talk to him. But he's Kane the Gneve because of the King Yad. But King Yad without a Maise, so you cannot become a Gan for it. So the Mele, that will complicate it. But so the Mele, the business life, taste, is chilek under his foot. And he says that why couldn't the Gemara be applied to the case of his teichet when you're saying it. And he says, in Achanan, that the Gemara does have reference to the case where his teichet when you're saying it. So, but the question is, if his teichet when you're saying it, so as the Ritzvot says, מיד כשמייסים דפים ולא יעד להם קונו מיד לישחי דורנס so there's a king יד the king יד then say it's according to Rashi that יד itself does make him into a dame for a Aslan unless he does a nice thing so the male here too if it is if it is Mirzenei, so it doesn't do any Maise, the other party does everything. But then the Kasha is against Rashi. We explain his verse on the basis of what Rashi says in connection with Chotzer. So why is Rashi distinguished this case from Chotzer?
I mean, how can the Ritzvah explain Rashi in Ksubis in that way when it's against the Rashi in Bava Metzia?
That's right. So that's comforting. Apparently there's a difference between the case of somebody throwing by a chifetz, losing a chifetz in one's chotzer, that if he doesn't do any maise, the barach chotzer, so he's not a damit, if he doesn't do anything, he just enjoys the living. And the case when somebody puts it in his mouth, near saying, because when somebody puts it in his mouth, it's any, suppose a certain person has a very short arm. Short arm. And he wants to stretch out his arm. To stretch out his arm to grab the hold of a malachivitz that belongs to another person. But he can't. So he asks another person to stretch it out. So then he picks up the chivitz. So that's also nice. That's why Rashi says that this is also nice. But over there, he doesn't do anything. He just enjoys it.
Is Rebbe saying that the person by opening his mouth is a misayayah of some sort?
It's not just
less than a misayayah.
He does everything.
It's more than a misayayah.
More than
the fact that he
more than misayayah. Because if somebody wants to stretch out his arm, but he can't, so another person, he asks another person to stretch it out for him, and then he grabs it. So it's not Messiah. He does the whole Maise. The other person is the Messiah.
No, so in the case of the person sticking the chelev down the throat of the other person. So Rashi has to say that opening the mouth is not a Maise, right?
No,
is a Maise.
Is a Maise.
It is a Maise?
Yeah, and the reason is why Rashi says onsu, because here Rashi Shita is that even at the very outset he wanted it, but then he changed his mind, so it's already too late. What is that? It's not too late. He's still an honest.
Well, you could make it much simpler, Kili. The whole Rashi in Bava Metzia only says it by Chotzer.
Why?
But by Yad Mamish itself.
What's the difference?
Because it's only Chotzer to be survived in Tam Yad.
Yeah, okay.
So if you want Chotzer to be working in Tam Yad, then Rashi would say you have to do a Maise. But if you have Yad Mamish, you don't need any Maise.
Finish in the Yalkus. Did the Moran doesn't mention that Yalkus?
No, it's according to Rashi, by doing the Maise, you're saying that is what makes the Chotzer.
That's a big fish. But I think that this is like asking someone to help him stretch out his arm so that he could grab the chayitz. So that's...
So well, who's stretching what? Who's arm in this case? What's the
issue? Yeah. I mean, the other party stretches not the arm of the Tsar, but the mouth of the Tsar. What's the difference?
So what do you mean he stretches out? You mean he opens up the mouth for him, or what? What is the help?
He does everything.
No, not the eater. The guy who's putting the food in. What is he doing?
He stretches out the mouth of the Tsar and pushes it into his mouth.
Oh, I mean, he actually has to open the wide mouth.
So, is it according to Rashi, if he's not saying anything, so the Tsar does everything.
No.
Okay.
No. The point is, the other guy is only helping him do what he wants to do.
He does everything.
The Tsar does everything.
He does everything.
He solicits the help of
the other person. He does everything.
What the Rebbe is saying is that the Tzar does everything, but he solicits the help of people around him to help him accomplish the task
That's right.
He's just getting people to help him.
That's right.
He needs help, but he doesn't.
The other person is helping him stretch out his mouth.
That's all.
Well,
he opens
up his mouth, right?
Doesn't make a difference.
But the Tzar opens his own mouth. That's the Maisa.
Okay.
It's not that the other person is opening
the
Tzar's
mouth. How he accomplishes the task doesn't matter.
It doesn't make any difference when the other person opens his mouth or not. He does everything himself. And the other person
will
say it. The other person say it. So now the question is, what's the issue? What's the issue? So I think we have to see another Allah in Baba Kama. And Kama and Shasta. It's very complicated and confusing. So at the time of the Gneve, it was worth a mundus. And then Shasamol Bedin, it was worth dalitus. So Tavre and Shasye, if he broke it or he drank it, so it's Mishalim Dalit. It was Mele and Mishalim Zuzik. But if it came broken by itself, so it's Koraganovi, Mishalim and Kishasad Mele. So, if Tavre and Shasye is Mishalim Dalit, there is a machlekes between the Ksays and the Sibis. Why is it Mishalim Dalit? The Ksays says Mishalim Dalit. Not Mishad Gamef. It was it. The Nisibe says, no, Mishad Gamef is Chayef to be now. So the Chayef mentions the Chayef on the Rambam. It's Nisibe. Hey, Kalatnoch has never lost his dalit. Gone up the hymn, we plead the Hayates. Rabba, in Shochat, oy Mocha, oy Shabakli, oy Idei, in Shalom Tashlum Kefu, oy Abba Bachamisha. So in Shalom Tashlum Kefu, so it's a Raya for the sins. Because if it's in Sad Mazik, in Mazik is not Chayat to be Kefu. So it's open, mentioned by Aran. However, the Chidushi Aran is a header.
Wait, Gregor, what's the case that makes the whole argument? Why should this not be a regular favorite? What's the case?
He stole a certain favorites.
Yeah.
And then he broke the favorites.
No, it's not
at the time, you. What? Yes, yeah. Why are you looking at your mind? Hoyo, Shove Vishasad Neveshnai.
Wait, every Ganav who steals his Kona the object?
Of course.
Don't you need Shinu
Vishu? Shinu Vishu is a violin, so he's really Kona. So, he really so is Kona. So, the Rambam says that when the Ganav is Mazik the Chifet Chagonuf, so he becomes Itzinu Vaisegni. Like this, there's a difference between the Ganav and the Mazik, the Gazlan and the Mazik.
Is it?
A gazlan is somebody who gazel says because he wants to use it. A mazik is someone who just comes into somebody's apartment and breaks his table. But when the gamet does a mazik hezek, then it's a repetition of the it's another mazik neighbor. When the gazlan does a mazik hezek, it's another mazik zera.
Yeah, but how can you steal from yourself if you're koned already?
It's not kenet completely. He's only kenet to his high ones, but he's not kenet completely. It still belongs to the nidne, to the nidlo.
If we say he does a shinu, right?
Something else, then he's kenet. But in the case where there is no shinu and no yush, nothing, so he's not kenet. So then.
The value of the dobor, the appreciation of it during the period of time between the time he stole it and between the time that he's found guilty of stealing it.
No, this case discussed on the contrary. Where the time of Amod Medin, the time, it's not Amod Medin, it's really the time of the Maise Hezek. So it was worth more, it was worth
the appreciated value.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, but the question
not
is,
depreciation.
Originally he was a gazlan, he stole the thing.
What?
So he has to pay kefil on the thing he stole.
What is that?
On the dobor atzmo shegonav, he has to pay kefil because he stole it.
Yes.
The shasam under the bin.
But why does he have to pay kefil on the
ballot? Right, on
because
the
that's another mazik name.
That's what
I'm saying. So it's a riot to mishik.
He said you have to have a shinui rishus, so how can you have a shinui rishus on a dobor shel balalom?
No, shinui rishus. And Lacha Yush is came, and she rises, is came even without something. Now, the Ran, Kedushi Ran is an Eger, the period of Seol Meir, look it up, Omar Rav, or the Kim Omar, I don't remember the Daf, the period of Seol Meir, but I've come to the Ran. So he says like this. So actually, there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ran. Same machlekes as between the Ktseis and Nisis. Now, Reb Chaim asks a question against his Yisod, which is the Shittas HaRambam. In other words, that when a gazlan or a gamet becomes a mazik, it's a repetition of the gneve and the gzele. Now there is a gorem of a comment. Hakenes. Da, nun hei am Ibeis. Hakenes sein mit dir. Vimal b'faneo koro. V'yotso v'yizik apana. Because he made shmira, was not a pishia. Lo yinoal b'faneo koro. V'yotso v'yizik apana. Because he was a pishia. Nifritz of alayro, oishifatsur v'yistim. V'yotso v'yizik apana.